Zach. I'm the host, Joanne, and I'll be joined by a guest talking about something that makes them smile, even though I probably don't know much about it. I have two guidelines, no punching or pushing, so we're aiming to discuss these topics without insulting anything else or pressing political and social issues. We're just here to learn new things and share the things that bring us joy.
Let's get into it.
So this week, I am here with the host of Pomegranate People, Mohan. What are we going to be talking about today?
Yeah, in this episode, we'll be talking about a film called About Time.
So I mentioned before we started recording, I have not seen this movie. And honestly, I hadn't heard of it until you mentioned it to me. But I did watch the trailer so that I had at least like some knowledge of what we're looking at. And it looks really good. Like from the trailer, I can see why it would be a movie somebody would want to talk about. So do you think you can start by introducing guests that might not know this film, like kind of what it's about and what drew you to it?
Yeah. So About Time is, I'd call it a romantic comedy. I remember showing it to my girlfriend. She didn't think it was as romantic as I made it out to be. But it's a film by Richard Curtis, who's a great director. And it came out in 2013. But the basic premise of the film is this idea of a young man who finds out he has the ability to time travel and he uses it for love, which is, you know, of course, a very romantic theme. And it's about the sort of journey of understanding life, really, you know, realizing the different elements in life that come together to create life. And, you know, he often returns back to different moments and repeats them and sort of sees the different ways in which, you know, a small change can change his life. And I was first introduced to it by a friend who simply sort of said it was their favorite film. They put it on, and it really, I think, grabbed me from its sincerity, which I think is the first from film. I come from a sort of dance background, and so I often see, you know, dancers. I can feel movement, sincerity through movement and music. But I think it's one of the first films that I really felt was really sincerely just driving this message of embracing and enjoying life.
That's really cool, and I'm very curious about the aspect as far as like. So it's basically a time traveler or somebody who can travel through time, and he chooses to relive certain moments. Does the film kind of address, like, if that feels like it's deceptive to the partner, or, you know, I feel like there's kind of some moral implications there, and I'm curious if the film gets into that at all.
There is, and there's, I mean, we'll have a spoiler, you know, spoilers later on, but for those, you know, there are moments of it, and it's interesting. It was only in preparing for this that I thought about it. And because it's such a sort of sweet film about a guy who's in love, you aren't particularly concerned about, not concerned, didn't come to mind for me essentially, but there's definitely that sort of interesting thing of, because it's so sincere and because he's, you know, such sort of quiet and lovable character, it doesn't feel as if he's manipulating the situation, but it's definitely something interesting to consider about the film, that kind of sense of the control he has.
It's something that watching the trailer I didn't catch up on, but you saying that your girlfriend didn't like find it quite as romantic as you did, it dawned on me that it's one of the few romantic comedies that seems to be focused from the male perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it is really interesting because it is from his kind of, and he's quite a shy character. There's not this sense of him being particularly confident or, you know, boastful. And I think maybe the reason she felt it was less of a comedy is because it's almost like the basis of it is a love story, but it explores so much more. Like, it isn't just focused on it, you know, focused on them getting together, but there's other elements around it. It's not purely, I think also because she's a massive fan of rom-coms and, you know, enjoys a good romantic film, so for her it was like, okay, we're also going into other topics. There's a certain side of it you see that however much, you know, sometimes however much you do within a situation, you know, the outcome never changes, and that's something that's really interesting, this idea of the sort of impacts of small things as well, because you were saying he would get sort of annoyed or, you know, upset that he said, you know, one thing wrong, or there's small things that he goes back to fix, and you see that it's really interesting how something small can have a massive change on your whole life, but also can not change the sort of destiny of a situation. That idea of kind of realizing it's about, you know, that all these different elements are so complex and it's hard for us to know really, you know, even just me being here today, not to get too philosophical, but, you know, it will have some kind of impact on my life. It's really interesting, those sort of moments, you know, it's, I think that's the nice side of the film. It makes you appreciate the little details in life, really.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, when you ask them about, you know, like time travel or hypothetically, like if you could change one thing about your life, what would you change? And most people will respond with, well, I wouldn't change anything, because you don't know, changing this one thing could change, everything. In the universe of this film, with time travel, are there certain events that are kind of like predestined, locked in place no matter what? Or is it completely open how the world is changed by his traveling?
There's definitely the sense of, you know, things can change, but there is a sort of set rules that he follows of not going, you know, to try and change events or not going outside of his own personal history. And there's been a lot of critics who sort of said, you know, it doesn't really follow the same rules that sort of sci-fi time travel does. It's not that kind of nitty-gritty, and that if you're a big fan of time travel as a sci-fi concept, don't sort of sit down and watch this because you'll realize there's loads of issues within it. But there are definitely some good, it would be a spoiler to get into now, but some good moments where you see that actually it creates a kind of moral complexity because things are set that can't be shifted, and it's like there'd be no point in trying to change it because there's a personal risk, or, you know, accepting that, you know, something has to go the way it does. So yeah, it is an interesting one, but there's not that sense of us seeing the kind of wider impact of how it's changed maybe the world as a whole, or, you know, one thing may change, a sort of predestined event, but it's more that kind of idea that there's some things they have to come to terms with that, you know, that can never really shift, that, you know, however much time traveling you do, that can never be different, or that has to happen in a way.
It seemed based on the trailer that his time traveling was all personal. Like, he could go back to moments in his life, but it's not like he could go back and see the dinosaurs or go to the future and, you know, meet like his great, great, great grandkids. It's just, he can kind of like bookmark his life along the way and relive those moments, but change things up. Is that accurate?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely it. And sort of as I was sharing a bit earlier, and I mean, it's not a massive spoiler, but if it is a spoiler, it's something that's genetically passed down through his family on the men's side, which is just an interesting look at time travel. And his dad sort of shares with this, you know, that he has this potential, this power with him, and does say, you know, don't, you know, do it for money or all these different things, because, you know, your great-great-granddad, for him, it was, you know, it didn't have any personal gain, or, you know, he ended up just hating his life or all these different things. He said, you know, just stick to your personal history, you know, just focus on that. And so it's nice that it is living in that. And I think it's nice. I think concepts always need restriction around them. Like time travel, you need to have a kind of sense of rules, as we were saying. And then, you know, what you can do with it is focusing just on the personal. And you kind of need that for the film to have that kind of grounding to it and to be relatable and, you know, to connect.
Yeah. And I would imagine that that creates a very, like, relatable film. You know, we all think about if we had the ability to travel through time, what would we do? And it's like, well, you know, would you kill Hitler? Would you go to the past? Would you go to the future? And it's so big, but it's like, okay, if you're looking just at your own life and taking it and making it so personal and so, like, restrained, it can be a more interesting question.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think it has this real point of showing how we should really value moments, as I was sort of saying at the top of the podcast earlier, this idea of seeing all the different impacts of life, but just how it's, you know, knowing the impact of each moment, but just, I think, embracing where we are and seeing how we can be the best we can be. But as you're saying, it provides that relatability. It provides a way of connecting, and it feels, you know, like you are the characters. You know, you can see, you know, there's different characters that can be relatable. It's like any film. It provides a wide array of different sort of lives and, you know, life states and emotions. So it enables, you know, you to connect and sort of see, and also to question yourself, you know, are we feeling that or that we're doing each day is, you know, kind of the right thing? Or, you know, how much in a day do we really feel that, you know, we made a mistake? And I think it is a lot about perception as well, because, you know, he often felt, you know, he had to redo stuff over and over, and then slowly learn that, you know, it wasn't always the case. So, you know, it's more embracing and all these different lessons. And I think for ourselves, and this is coming from a sort of, not at all to be preachy, but I'm a Buddhist, so this idea of really just looking at the daily life and what we can do, it's seeing how we can just sort of change our perspective on an event and see the positive side of it. One sort of key thing that also came up in the film is this sense of, as we were kind of saying about this idea of being predestined or not, that some things, you know, you can do everything in the world to try and shift it and change it, but it requires you to have that moment of realization ourselves. You know, you can support someone for years, or, you know, be there for someone, but it's until it's sort of the penny drops for them that they'll understand, you know, why. You know, you can say everything right, but, you know, it takes them realizing it to have a change in their life. And I think it's nice that we see that played out within the film. We see the way in which it really relies on people to realize something for themselves. And, you know, the lessons he's learning, but also the lessons of those around him through the way in which he's using his time travel.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a really good film. Obviously, it's coming highly recommended from you, and I have every intention of watching it when I find myself with the opportunity. But I think at this point, because there's been a couple of things that have come up, and we've been concerned about spoilers. So at this point, I think we're going to take the spoiler gloves off. So listeners, if you're intrigued by the idea of this film, go ahead and stop the episode now if you're worried about spoilers. For myself personally, I don't feel like spoilers usually ruin an event. If anything, they actually make it more intriguing for me because it's like, well, I know what's going to happen, but I want to see how it plays out. So yeah, I guess like one of the things that I'm always curious about, does the main character ever get to share his ability? Does he ever get to tell his love interest about what he can do?
So he doesn't. So there's two of the points I want to talk about. There's one time, so he tells one person in the whole film, I'm pretty sure. So he's obviously been told by his dad he's got this potential, and then he tells his sister, and this is when what I was just talking about, this idea of an event that however much you can help someone, it can't change. Essentially, you see throughout the film that his sister is really struggling and, you know, not getting jobs or struggling with boyfriends and all these different things. And then one point, and she's a great lovable character, really eccentric. And then one point she doesn't show up to this party and she's been in this car crash. Like it's because of a row with her boyfriend, and he then decides, you know, okay, I'm going to go back and make sure they never meet. You know, grabs her and says, you know, come here. You know, we can time travel. And she's, you know, very much like, what are you on about? You know, you must be loony, essentially. And goes back and changes it. And when he comes to the, you know, comes to the present, he realizes that although she's all right, his daughter at the time has become a son because he's traveled past the time that the child was born or, you know, was created. So that's changed that destiny. You know, the child's no longer the same child he's got. And that sort of maternal, paternal instinct from him forces him to kind of go, okay, although my sister's all right, you know, I've now lost my child. And so that's one of the rules within this film is you can't go back, as anyone now who's seen it would have known. But we see that actually he has to see everything happen again, you know, the abusive relationship. You know, he sort of really comes back to the present and sees that, you know, it's all had to work out as it was, and that actually all he can do is support her and be there for her. But it's really interesting that, you know, the use of time travel there, it's the one time he shares it and it doesn't work. And that probably, you know, that sort of distress for him because he sees her happy when they go back to the new future. But then, of course, the child's changed. But we see that he has to understand that she needs to overcome this and go sort of deeper in, not go deeper, but realize the flaws and the issues that were there rather than just sort of eradicating it for her. I think although there's issues within the time travel, it's kind of showing him sort of valuing his future over the past. And we see it again later with his dad who, because you were talking about this idea of deaths being, you know, set in time. His dad, you know, turns out to have cancer and he's sort of going, you know, is there nothing we can do about it? And dad goes, you know, I've looked at it all, you know, I've smoked too much when I was younger and, you know, all these different things. And there's a sort of heartbreaking moment of he goes back, he has one last chance to travel back in time with his dad before they have a child, because after that, you know, the child would have never met the dad, so there never would have been that crossover. And it's really incredible. There's a scene of him returning to talk to his dad and then them playing a game of ping pong and just this emotion of him knowing that, you know, this is the last time he'll see his dad, and then for the dad kind of realizing it and just that real sincerity. And I think going back to this idea of, you know, we don't see romantic films based from the point of a male, we don't often see this kind of father-son relationship presented in such a kind of sincere way, and it was incredible.
Right.
I'm not going to spoil the next little bit because however many spoils I'm doing, I'll leave it a bit after, but this is really incredible, I think, to see this use of, you know, him having to value the future coming, but also wanting to keep that relationship with his dad, even though he's passed, you know, to show just that sort of deep love. I mean, it was just great in a way to feel, just to be able to connect to the film, you know, as someone who doesn't cry films often, it felt like a sort of great moment just going, I am really engaged in this now.
And I mean, that to me is also amazing just for a film to do where like, but to actually have a movie that explores, you know, your romantic relationship, your relationship with your children, your relationship with your parents, your relationship with your siblings. There's so many relationships that are all interesting to look at and identify and value that, like, that alone being in a movie draws me to it. I'm only so interested in romantic relationships, but once you start getting into family and friends, like, that's more relatable to me, and it's interesting, and it's very cool that it's there. So I can see where, like, that alone is something that would make this movie stand out and really mean a lot to people.
Absolutely. I think it's just something about it is, it feels very mundane in a way. It is just covering, it's just life as such, but it has that kind of joy to it of, you know, all these different elements coming together. And, you know, the father's presented early on, and you have that relationship build. It's not just a kind of death that's put in there for drama. It's, you know, it has that emotional weighting to it. And, you know, the same with all these different moments. You know, he's got all sort of this quirky flatmate he lives with, who's just like a very depressed playwright. And, you know, that kind of weird dynamic between them and all these different relationships, you enjoy the friendships. It's a sort of, it's like living in a way. It's that feeling of, you know, you're meeting people and seeing how you get on with some people better and some people worse. It's nice. It emulates life in that way. And it's really nice. There's a section towards the end where they kind of provide the formula for happiness. And for him, it's him slowly winding down the use of his time travel. So he uses it in a way that he'll live a day and then time travel and then just live it again and enjoy moments more. It's this great montage. As a film student, I loved it. This moment of seeing, you know, different, a sort of very plain day of him being very stressed and upset and annoyed or just not engaged. You know, when the person in the cafe gives him his food, he walks away and then just reliving it, and he's bouncing out of bed and he does everything with a sort of sense of joy to it. And you see how much better the day comes. And of course, it's because he knows how sort of tough it was to live again. And that was one of the last sort of gifts that his dad gave him, was this idea of how to live with time travel. And then his last kind of key bit was actually totally stop the use of time travel and just live as if you've already lived the day before and it was, you know, not great, and then return and see those moments of joy. But just in our lives, it's how can we find moments of joy or enjoyment where it's not externally there, when we're not feeling it, to really go, actually, no, it's my challenge, or it's the thing I need to do is to smile and thank the person who's given me my coffee, not just to kind of do the bare minimum, or, you know, just seeing that we can really enjoy life just as it is. There doesn't not that need to sort of shift and change it. But I think it was incredible to provide this kind of really true thing. It's just about trying to see the good in everything. It's not, you know, needing to change ourselves somewhat, but not needing to become rich and famous or have the right relationships. It's about seeing what's there and enjoying it.
Oh, well, that's absolutely beautiful. And honestly, I think that that's probably a pretty good place to kind of wrap this up. Was there anything else specific that you were hoping to get to and mention about the film?
I think there's something weird of, just for me personally, and, you know, I'm very picky with the films and art and music I like. I'm very particular. But there's a few that just really, I think, hit to the core. They just go to your heart. I think this is one of them, really. It's that sincerity I mentioned at the top of this episode, that sort of sense of it's really here just to kind of get you to enjoy the film, but also enjoy life and to kind of see that maybe life's not as bad as it feels, or that, you know, a single moment can really shift our life and change it, and that it's great to be alive, which I think is incredible to get from a film. You know, it's brilliant just to enjoy that, and every little moment that's happened has brought me to where I am. It's just very philosophical around it, but it's just nice, I think, to have a film like that that doesn't feel it's being pretentious or big. I was just definitely moved by how, in its simplicity and its sort of sincerity, it really hits hard. It, you know, achieves what it does. I remember, and so to me, this is one of the best films ever made. And I, you know, sometimes feel like, oh, but it's not as intellectual as something else, but actually it's had that connection with me. It's done what I feel it needs to do. So yeah, my little message there is just to really respect your opinions. You're the person who judges the art. You don't need to listen to anyone else's opinions, and just to enjoy what you enjoy, feel proud in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, perfect. Thank you so much for your time today and for sharing your opinions and sharing information about Time. If people are looking to reach out to you or find you elsewhere, where would you have them look?
I was about to make like some weird, like, say on the moon, but of course we'll keep it on this planet. So yeah, you can contact me or check out my podcast and myself via my Instagram, which is pomegranate_people. So yeah, I mean, if you're interested in anything I've said or whatever, shoot a message on there. But yeah, it's been a real pleasure. Just I want to share. It's been a really lovely environment to be in, and I hope everyone who's listening has enjoyed it. But yeah, just enjoy being passionate about life, I think is what I have to say.
If you're a curious person that likes encouraging others, please consider subscribing to discover a new topic with me each week. If you have a topic you'd like to add to the stack, please email theturtlestack@gmail.com. You could also help grow the community by liking, rating, and telling others.
Thanks for listening!